the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast, and on this hashtag Tequila Tuesday, let's get after it and pop a squad with a team that Lundy loves and hates, and that is indeed the Denver Broncos. And Mr. Ciara, is he going to be twerking on the field this season, because he's going to be doing some end zone dances? Yes or no? Is he going to leave it all to his wife? Who the hell knows? I'm going to get Lundy's opinion first on Russell Wilson, over or under 24.5 passing touchdowns. You see my answer there on the lower third, minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, do you agree or disagree? I know you follow this team very closely.
Well, you know, let's find out if anything on my computer is working right now. That's actually the big that we're dealing with, Brad, is whether or not my computer is going to cooperate with our broadcast today. Play the under in this one. I told you that I like him over for the yards because I do think they're going to get in desperation mode a few times. And I gave you that one last week as one of my preseason props that I did like, the over on his passing yards. However, I think he's under in the passing touchdowns, just because I think this team's going to continue to struggle in the red zone. I think they're going to try to run it. Have you seen the offensive line? Yeah, try to run it. And therefore, I think they're going to wind up settling for some field goals that probably Brett Maher is going to miss. So put all of that together. This Broncos team is screwed, y'all. Take the under on the 8.5 wins. Take the under on the 24 passing touchdowns for Russell Wilson. Hit the reset button and find out if the Broncos can be good in 2024. It's August 22nd, and I don't give a shit about this team, Brad.
Yeah, well, there was a reason why I had a dramatic pause before you answered the over or the under. And again, there's a reason why I'm taking the under, because I agree wholeheartedly with you. The offensive line is a major question mark. This is a team that lacks extraordinary depth along that front line. So if the injury comes a snacking on lower appendages, they're in a whole heap of trouble. And then you look at Russell Wilson. He may say, well, Sean Payton's going to, you know, wave a magic wand and fix all his ills. Last year, he was north of number 20 in five different just completion categories, including red zone completion percentage, in which he was number 20 in the NFL, number 19 in red zone attempts as well. He still got Jerry Jeudy, still got Cortland Sutton. I love those guys. Javonte Williams looking healthy and could be featured out of the backfield as a pass catcher, along with Samaje Perine. Greg Dulcich, another guy that's ascending upward, although there's some question marks about his usage so far in the exhibition season. But still, put all together, it's the front line that is an eyesore and a giant question mark for this team. Despite having a relatively easy strength of schedule, I think it is under 24.5 passing touchdowns, 22 or 23 for me in the end.
But here's what's funny, Brad. Guess what my player prop is for today?
What's that?
Had no idea you were going to talk about the twerking Russell Wilson. I am taking the over, also at minus 110, on receptions for Cortland Sutton.
Oh, which yeah, I'm buying.
It sits at 55.5.
Yes!
That's it. DraftKings has him at 55.5 receptions. Folks, if you go over the course of the last four seasons, you got to throw out 2020 because he got hurt. Didn't play the rest of the year, right? But if you take those other three that he played, his receptions total are 72, 58, and 64. And that includes the fact that last year, I think he was targeted 107 or 108 times over the course of the season. And his receptions prop is at 55.5. I already told you that I like Russ to go over for the yards. I agree with Brad on the under when it comes to the passing touchdowns. But I think the yards are going to be there, and I think part of that is going to happen with Cortland Sutton. I love the fact that this is standard juice at minus 110. Give me the over, 55.5 catches on Cortland.
Bonus time! I also take the over on Cortland, 699.5 receiving yards as well. So, yeah, he could emerge as the true blue number one over Jerry Jeudy in this offensive scheme. So, store that away. fantasy football drafters if you have an exercise coming this weekend. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, cracking the bats on the diamond. Numero cinco on the countdown today. Harold Ramirez, give me the over 1.5 total bags against those pulverized Colorado Pebbles. Sticking with that Denver theme, -110 available at DraftKings. It's all about maximizing a matchup. You got Ty Blach on the bump for the Colorado Rockies, who is a left-hander. And all Ramirez does is mash against southpaws, evidenced by his .381 batting average against lefties this season with a .985 OPS. He has hit the over on total bases in 4 of his last 6 games. He's batting just .429 over the last 15 days. Meanwhile, you look at Ty Blach. Has a lot of 45.3 hard hit percentage. That's ghastly on the season. And his expected ERA, ignore, you know, the right around 4 ERA that he has, that expected ERA, 6.50. So correction could be in the offing today. So Lundy, fade or follow Harold Ramirez. Got to ram it home with the over 1.5 total bases against Ty Blach and the Colorado Rockies, -110 at DraftKings.
Oh, H-Ram's coming back a little later in bonus time, but I love this one. Folks, pick on the Rockies today. That is my theme overall, because like I said, it's going to bounce back again in bonus time. Have a nice SGP for you in this game that's got some nice odds even without the boost from DK. So put it all together. This is a game where I desperately want to pick on the Rockies and tie Blach.
That's what Ty Blach is going to do on the mound. Harold Ramirez, bring it home.
Number four.
Numero cuatro on the Fade Five today. Let's fill up a gallon jug with a dub, please. Give me Zach Allen to record a win against the Texas Rangers +175. Yeah, get seduced by that juice at DraftKings. Look, I know Texas has got an electric offense, one of the best offensive clubs in all of Major League Baseball. But this is all about Gallen at home, where he has almost been untouchable this season for the Slithering Snakes. You look at the ERA, they're in the friendly confines in the greater Phoenix area, 1.82 ERA, and he is 10-1 and 12 home starts this season. Again, 10 wins and 12 home opportunities, giving up just a .204 on base percentage against. I think he is going to go with maybe 6, 7, 8 possible innings in this one. And let's be honest, you know, Texas, as hot as they've been offensively for the entire season, they've been largely average the last couple of weeks. And then you can see that in their number 16 ranking and total runs scored over the last 2 weeks, plating 52 guys in a dozen games. So pull it together. Zach Gallen, splishy splashies in the box score. I think he gets the run support as well needed and scores another home victory. He does exactly that against the Rangers +175 at DraftKings. A Lundy, fade or follow.
This is a fade for me. As good as he's been at home, first of all, he's going up against John Gray, who's got a sub-3 ERA here in the month of August so far. So Gray's been good. Rangers have lost 5 straight. So you talked about the fact that even with all of the offensive weapons, they've still lost 5 in a row. But I have a feeling that tonight's game is going to feel a lot like the one last night, which was not decided until late. So I think Gallen is a solid play. He can be a part of an SGP for you if we're talking about some Ks, things like that, because he's good at home. But something tells me this game's going to get decided by the middle relievers or the late guys, and therefore Gallen is going to miss out on the opportunity to chalk up a dub. The Snakes may win, but considering that I'm leaning to the under in this game, which is sitting at 8.5, that leads me to believe that the starting pitchers, both of them, Gray or Gallen, are not going to wind up with a W here. This one is going to wind up falling somewhere later in the rotation.
Bring the attack, Zach. I need a W, especially at +175.
number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade Five. Let's go to another hurler, and we're going to stick in the National League and in the NL Central, which is a very competitive division, and the Cubs breathing down this team's neck. I think Wade Miley is going to show out with a quality start against the Minnesota Twins. So on this SGP, oh, Miley, make me smiley, please. I think he strikes at least three, and he also walks at least two against those Twinkies, and both those events occur. You're looking at a plus 125 there at BetMGM. You look at Minnesota. We know how K-happy they have been this season. Very well documented. And the trend is continuing. Last couple of weeks, number two in Major League Baseball in strikeout percentage, punching out 28.4% of their plate appearances, but they're also walking a lot, exercising some of that patience. They are number four over that same two-week stretch in walks percentage, earning that free pass 10.4% of the time. Now, Miley, K per nine, rather disgusting at 5.99. But again, all I need is three punch outs. But the walks per nine at 2.83 suggests, control issues have come and gone at times. Though, in the same start, he's only hit the over on this in four of 16 starts. But screw it. I can't resist the matchup. Miley punches out at least three. He walks at least two. Plus 125 against Minnesota there at BetMGM. Lundy, Vader follow.
I got confused on this one because normally you're betting on the Cubs and Smiley's on the bump. And so I got confused when suddenly it was Wade Miley instead of Drew Smiley. Like,
I mean, if he wants to go full Drew Smiley, that'll work too because Smiley walks a lot of guys.
Yeah, Smiley does walk a lot of guys, and he's likely to go over on his Ks for this afternoon against Detroit, by the way, which is it still sitting at 4.5? I think Smiley's
4.5, and right now, too, you can get that at plus 105 at DraftKings, so great value on the board.
Take it. That's really solid plus value. You may be sweating it late. He might be sitting at 4, and you're worried that he's going to get the hook, but I like that with Smiley. This one with Wade Miley, I agree with you. I'm a little nervous on that K number because, as you said, he doesn't exactly rack them up at a steady rate here. But the walks part of it should be pretty simple against this Minnesota Twins team. So all we need is those three Ks to happen, and you're feeling pretty good.
Miley, Smiley, regardless what pitcher name it is, just bet on him.
Number two.
Oh, regulators, mount up. It's Ryan Mountcastle Day. Why? Because he's going to lay a smoochie on Kikuchi, which he has done repeatedly in his MLB career. As a result, I'm going to take the over on 1.5 total bases against the Toronto Blue Jays, and I cannot believe this is a plus money, and it indeed is the case at plus 115 available there at DraftKings. The history is unbelievable against Yusei Kikuchi. Now, credit to Kikuchi. He has been outstanding here in his last four turns of the rotation with just a 1.44 ERA. But again, it's all about playing the history card. 7-for-12 lifetime. Is Mountcastle against him with a double and four home runs. That's over a 2,300 OPS in his career, those 12 at-bats versus Kikuchi. Mountcastle as well has hit the over on this nine times in the month of August and against left-handed pitchers on the year, batting .356 with a 1,109 OPS. So mount up with Ryan Mountcastle on the over 1.5 total bases against the Jays. And Yusei Kikuchi, I just love saying that name, plus 115 available at DraftKings. Lundy, Fader follow.
Oh, wrap your arms around this one and feel the love. Holy crap, do I love this player prop, especially at plus odds. Folks, keep in mind, Baltimore was off yesterday. They did play on Sunday. That was a 12-1 bare-ass spanking of the Oakland A's, which Brad and I like to call the Oakland F's with the way that they play. And that includes Mountcastle going single, single yard on Sunday. So he's already feeling pretty good. I got it. This one's coming back in bonus time as well. This guy was on my radar, and so was one of his teammates.
Oh, and a little early bonus time as well. Ryan Mackhouse, so give me him for an RBI. Plus 190, Lundy. Plus 190 on the ribby. He's got 14 in the month of August where he is batting 400. So he's going to stay stinking hot. Mount up with a Baltimore Oriole.
Number one.
Oh, J-Rod, I cannot believe you rode the pine yesterday. Odd maneuver there by Seattle management in game one against the White Sox, but they scored two touchdowns to the Seahawks with a couple of extra points, the Seahawks being the Mariners in that game. E without the hottest hitter of the damn game on the field, but he returns tonight on the south side, and I am taking the over on J-Rod 2.5 hits, runs an RBI at plus money, plus 105 there at BetMGM or DraftKings. Also, exact same odds available. J-Rod doing godlike things here the last several days. He has been over this prop specifically in five of his last seven games. He's batting a measly 594 in the last 7 days and 433 over the last 15 days. Last 7 days, a 1,481 OPS. Last 15 days, a 1,135 OPS. He's going against Mike Clevinger, who was outstanding last time out against the Northsiders in the Crosstown Classic rivalry there. But he's got a nice little history against Clevinger, 3-for-5 lifetime with a home run. Not only that, against the White Sox this year, batting 385 with a 967 OPS is J-Rod. Now, Clevinger been good at home, 2.00 ERA, just a 1.57 ERA in his last four, but touch them all, J-Rod. Stay stinking hot. I'm going to ride that hot hand until it cools me off. So to recap, J-Rod over 2.5 hits, runs, RBI in Chicago on the south side. Tavern style only pizza, folks. Not that lousy deep dish. Plus 105 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
Yeah, it was weird to see him sit yesterday because I was ready to just hammer the living daylights out of every prop that he had. And then he wound up sitting instead. And obviously, as you pointed out with the final score, the Seahawks didn't need him. So plenty of points racked up there. Normally, the 2.5 HRR I stay away from, but not with this guy. Not in this game, not going up against the White Sox, even on the road. You've got to ride this hot hand as much as you can. So take J-Rod, take the HRR, take the over, take the plus odds, take it all!
Oh, that hot bod, J-Rod, take me to the boudoir, and hopefully you're going to take me to the bank as well. But Lundy, it's bonus time with those horrific thoughts now coursing through your cerebral cortex, and I apologize for that. What else you have on your betting card this evening, amigo?
Why you gotta do that? Why you gotta set me up with these really, really awful visions in my brain? All right, let me lock and load here for you because I got a handful. I want to stick with J-Rod for just a minute. On the bump for the White Sox, Clevinger, who has given up 17 stolen bases this season. That ties him for ninth amongst all pitchers. Give me J-Rod for a stolen base as well. Currently at DraftKings, sitting at a plus 155. So that is awfully sexy. Then let's stick with the stolen bases. Why? Because I'm stuck in a rut. Let's go to Cleveland. Brad, who gives up the most stolen bases in Major League Baseball?
That'd be Noah Syndergaard, right?
Who is on the bump facing his former team now. He is on the bump for Cleveland. So who amongst us knows more about his susceptibility on the base paths than his former team? So I'm going to take Freddie Freeman for a stolen base for the Dodgers. You can grab that one at DraftKings at plus 330. Again, nobody in Major League Baseball gives up more stolen bases than Noah Syndergaard. Number one on the season, he has allowed 31 stolen bags this year, folks. So somebody on the Dodgers is going to give him a nice little wink from first base and then is going to be standing on second within just a few seconds. All right, couple more here for you. I told you that I liked Mountcastle on the total bases. I also like my fellow Oregon State Beaver, as you see here on my coffee mug, Adley Rutschman, on the total bases as well. If you can do this one at Caesars, the odds are spectacular. Plus 380 for both of those guys to go over on their total bases. So you can bet them individually. They are both at plus odds. But to give you an idea, if you do that same game parlay at DraftKings, it's plus 330. If you do it at Caesars, it is plus 380. So I really, really like that one. Going back to the desert, shall we, with Texas and Arizona. I need a hit out of Ketel Marte. I need a hit out of Christian Walker. And I need a hit out of Corey Seager. If I put all three of those together at DraftKings on the same game parlay without the boost, plus 155. Couple of reasons why. Christian Walker, 385, a lifetime average against John Gray. So as good as Gray has been, I think that Walker can get a hit from him. And then what I'm doing with Marte, Marte's lifetime average against Gray is 455. Seager's lifetime average against Gallen is a 333. But Seager and Marte, over the course of yesterday, went 0-for. Ketel Marte, 0-for-4. Seager, 0-for-4 with a walk. Both of those guys are too good. I don't think they're going to go back-to-back games without getting at least a hit. So that's my same game parlay. All I need is a hit of any variety. Christian Walker, Ketel Marte, Corey Seager, plus 155 at DraftKings. And finally, I told you we're picking on the Colorado Rockies today down in America's Wang in Tampa. So here is a four-leg same-game parlay for you. Tampa on the money line. Tampa to score four or more runs. And then a hit for Randy Arozarena and a hit for Yandy Diaz. Put all of those together. It's plus 125. And if you want to add in H-Ram, which Brad already told you that he loves in this one, if you want him for a hit, you can make this a five-legger and turn it into plus 165. I already told you about how we've belabored the point about Colorado and Ty Block being on the mound. Folks, Tampa has scored 49 runs in their last six games, and that includes a game that they lost 7-0. 49 runs, and one of them was a goose egg in their last six. They are going to hammer the shit out of the Rockies today. So I'm taking them over on the four runs. Then the hits, Arozarena, Yandy Diaz, H-Ram. We've already done those. Arozarena's got hits in 11 out of his last 13 games. And by the way, six of those were where he went over two total bases. And Yandy Diaz has two hits in four straight games. Dude is on fire right now for the Rays. There you go. That's my bonus time. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, anytime we can fade the pulverized Colorado Pebbles, you're going to make some moolah. So totally agree with you on that. All right, a little Team Huevos parlay play of the day here in bonus time. Of course, I got to do some on my Northsiders who are just stinking hot, and hopefully the bats are going to keep on talking. Give me the Cubs on the money line in Detroit. Give me the Cubs to score at least three or more runs. Correlate, synergize, bring it all together. Oh, there's Drew Smyly. He wanted some Wade Miley. I gave that to you. Lundy goes, oh, I love Drew Smyly as well. So do I. On the all-K prop, I just need three punch outs, which he should be able to do, and I believe Smyly will issue a free pass. So all four of those legs. Hey, you're looking at plus 150 at DraftKings. A little bit of background here on each of these legs. The Cubs have been rocking and rolling in terms of games that they have won. They have won six of their last 10. You look at Detroit, they have dropped six of their last 10 games at home. So I think the Cubs are going to get the victory. The Cubs have won 10 straight game twos in a series. Kind of a weird stat, but that trend could continue. Then scoring three more runs, they've done that in 14 consecutive games. Yeah, they're just number 20 in total runs scored the last couple of weeks. But Seiya Suzuki in particular has been scorching at the dish. So they, you know, back-to-back home runs for him. It could go yard again, and they're going to play at least three guys. Meanwhile, Drew Smyly, Three or more strikeouts. He has done that in seven consecutive starts. Now he's been, you know, kind of eased back in the rotation. He's been getting some work at the bullpen, but back on the mound, I think Mr. Snappy is going to be bewildering the opposition. Detroit, number five in K rate here in the last couple of weeks. And then finally, Smiley for Ah Walk. He has done this in 17 of 21 games started this season. 2.98 overall walks per nine, but that number spikes on the road to 3.80, though Detroit just number 25 in walks percentage here last couple of weeks. So to recap, Cubs money line. Cubs, three or more runs. Smiley, three or more Ks. And Smiley, I just need a walk. Plus 155 there at DraftKings. Rapid fire elsewhere. Manny Macho, Macho, Macho Man Machado goes over 1.5 total bags. Plus 135 against the Marlins at DraftKings. He's going up against Jesus Luzardo, who is very much at the struggle bus right now. 9 home runs allowed his last 24 innings pitched with a 7.88 ERA. Barf. In his last 5 games, Machado career against Luzardo, 3-for-5 with a pair of dingers. And all Machado does is feast against lefties, done it all year long, batting 337 with a 968 OPS, 6 long balls as well. I think he gets over the total bags needed, which he has done 6 times here in the month of August. Adam Wainwright, fade the living crap out of him. Take the over on earned runs. That number is sitting, well, you might say, well, it's really a hefty number, 3.5, but he stinks. He's trying to achieve a career accolade. I don't think he's ever going to get a couple of wins needed, and he's not going to get it tonight on the road in the Steel City against Pittsburgh. The Pirates' offense is starting to heat up. Number 11 in total run score here last couple of weeks. They played 80 guys in 13 games. But look at Waino. A bit of a wino, 8.42 ERA on the season, 8.24 ERA on the road. Yikes. That 44.9 sweet spot percentage. Guys are just making hard contact against him. 18 earned runs allowed in his last 3. That happens yet again tonight. So I'll take the over 3.5 earned, minus 105 at BetMGM. And then last and certainly not least, Zach Littell of Tampa. Hey, we're getting back to it. Pick on the Rockies. He's going over 15.5 outs. You get that at plus money, plus 105 at DraftKings. Why is it plus money? I have no idea. Take advantage of the books. Yes, Colorado, number 8 in total runs scored here the last couple of games. But all that was happening against a White Sox sorrowful staff at home. This is on the road in Tampa. Littell has gone 15, 18, and 18 outs. So he's been over and 17 outs. I forgot that one, though. So he's been over in 3 of his last 4. Very low walks rate. Decent K per 9. Usually finishes in that 75-85 pitch count range with a really high ground ball to fly ball ratio. That all factors into him getting at least 5 1/3 innings pitch. And I think he'll achieve that. So at plus 105, I will take it against those pebbles. I am out of time. So is Lundy. I got to rock and roll. Please drop us a rating and review if you enjoy this podcast. Also, feed or follow us on the X. Gonna give it to you. Or the Twitter. Follow Lundy and his free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy. You can follow me at Noisy Huevos for the wonderful and handsome Nathaniel Lundy. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, go Beavs. Adley Brushman. Fade or follow, that is up to you.